Just one clarification, the laws of Bitul Keli Mehechano. So already we learned that it's forbidden to take a keli and allow mukseh to go into the keli on Shabbat, because before the mukseh went into the keli, you were able to move it. Once the mukseh is in the keli now, you took away the ability to move that keli. That's called Bitul Keli Mehechano. A classic case that the halakha talks about is putting a keli underneath the chicken in order to catch the egg. The egg is nolad, it's mukseh. Once it lands in the keli on Shabbat, so even though you're not intending to move the keli, you're living it there the whole Shabbat. But the point is, once the egg fell into the keli, that keli loses its movability now. It loses its ability to be metaltel. And anything that went into Shabbat with an ability to metaltel, you're not allowed to do something that will take away that heter tiltul. Another case would be taking a keli and you're putting it underneath the ner, and the oil from the ner is dripping, and you want to catch the oil. That oil is mukseh, because it's uksah for the lighting purposes. Now, as it drips into this keli. The keli was a regular plate. You were able to move it beforehand. Once the oil drips in it, you froze that keli. And therefore, that's called bitul keli mechano. These are different examples of the halakha. But the Mishnah Berura has an interesting case. And he says that, let's say you have, well, we discussed the case of wax, where the Mishnah Berura was lenient if it's wax, because you could empty the wax out from the keli right away. And he was lenient when it came to halev, that since if the halev falls into the keli, you could empty it out right away, miyad. So that's not considered bitukni bechara. I think we discussed this in a previous daily halakha. The hadush that we want to say today is what the Magen Abraham talks about. Bitul kli mechano al yede gram. What's the case? The case is talking about where you're not doing it directly, you're doing it indirectly. So he talks about a case where you put a keli underneath your table, and on Shabbat, you move the table. And now as a result, the keli that was underneath the table is exposed. And now something is dripping on it. Let's say the oil is dripping on it. So you were mevatel keli mechano, but I did it through a gram. I didn't put the keli there. I just moved the table, which exposed the keli that was underneath. Again, Abraham in that case says it's mutar. That's not considered bitul keli mechano. It happened indirectly. Similarly, a case would be al yedeh gram, where that Gemara talks about you have a basket, and in the basket there's teruma tehora and teruma teme'a. You have it in the basket together. The Gemara suggests that how could you move that basket? Just take out the teruma tehora. Now once you take out the teruma tehora, you're left with a basket that cannot be moved now, because it's all teruma teme'a in there. It's mukseh, and that's not called bitukli mechano, because it only happened through a grama. By me taking out the good, the bed remained. And the Gemara clearly says that's permissible. That's why on Shabbat, let's say I have a plate. On the plate I have bones. Bones are not ra'uy for animal. And I have food in the plate as well. And I eat the food. Now all of a sudden by me eating the food, I'm left over with bones. And therefore it should be a case of bitukli mechano. But that's only al yedeh gerama. And therefore the poskim say that if it's al yedeh gerama, it'll be mutah. So again, although it's forbidden to actually put a plate there on Shabbat to catch the oil or to catch the egg, things that would be stuck in the plate for the Shabbat, an egg, you're not going to empty it out right away because you'll break the egg. The oil, the poskim say, you won't empty it out right away because you don't want to lose the oil. He said wax and cheap things like that, you don't have a problem to get rid of it if it's not bitul keli. But the hadush we're saying today is if it happened ayedeh gram, that means you didn't do it directly. You did it ayedeh gram by moving something else, and as a result, it just happened. Memela, the poskim malinyan, and Ezra Chaim Yitzhak also beracha in his Ilchot Mukseh, in the laws of bitul kli mechano, in halakha chet says yesh matirin lebatel kli mechano ayde gerama kon kli shemunachim bo isur veheter vayde shenotel heter memela neesar kli betertul v'mlekel baze yesh lo alma. Those that are lenient, they clearly have what to rely on.